Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
EMS call for ill patient leads to discovery of a fire in an attic. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On Sunday morning around 10 a.m., Campbell County Health EMS was dispatched to a home at 59 Moose Street for a concern of carbon monoxide in the home. EMS was evaluating a resident of the home who had become ill. Campbell County firefighters were called to the address to assess the situation. Upon arrival, crews detected elevated levels of carbon monoxide. They observed smoke coming from the rear eaves and vents of the residence. A fire was located in the space above the ceiling. Firefighters proceeded to get the fire under control at around 11 a.m. The cause of the fire was determined to be an electrical arc within the light fixture of the home being struck by lightning the night prior. The fire displaced one resident. Campbell County Fire Department was assisted on the scene by the Gillette Police Department, Campbell County Health EMS, Black Hills Energy, and City of Gillette electricians. Updated WIC income guidelines available. The Wyoming WIC program, operated by the Wyoming Department of Health, helps many Wyoming families with free, nutritious foods and education, breastfeeding support, and health care referrals. According to the press release from the Wyoming Department of Health, the Wyoming Women, Infants, and Children program serves women who are pregnant or new moms, infants, and children up to age 5. WIC features free, easy-to-use benefit cards participants can take to local stores to get nutritious foods at no cost. Some WIC families are also eligible for infant formula benefits. Quote, our income guidelines are newly and significantly updated, which may help a few more families to be eligible, said Tina Fernihoe, WIC program manager with the Wyoming Department of Health. Quote, it's been shown time and time again that WIC services can significantly improve the health of our participants while also helping people feed their families during a key period of a child's development. Wyoming WIC serves families with incomes up to 185% of the federal poverty income guidelines. Qualifying income guidelines for WIC have been updated for the next year. Families already using SNAP, TANF, or Wyoming Medicaid benefits also qualify for WIC. All caregivers of young children are welcome to receive help from the program, including dads, foster parents, guardians, grandparents, and step-parents. Fernihoe encouraged people who may be eligible to apply for WIC. Wyoming residents can find out if they are eligible for the program by visiting their website at health.wyo.gov/public health. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.